I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Starting today, it's illegal in France to wear a face-covering veil in public. The ban affects burqas and other kinds of coverings worn by some Muslim women. It does not affect headscarves, which don't cover the face. Muslims in France are protesting the new ban, claiming it's racist. Some were detained by police today. Others are trying to make their point online. The World's Jerry Haddon has more from Paris.
How to integrate Muslims into France's secular state? That's a seemingly endless debate these days, and it's causing an uproar. But Mariam and Khadija Tiganamin, French Muslims of Moroccan origin, would rather go shopping, or at least promote it, on their webzine, Hijab in the City. The name is a riff off a TV show you probably know.
On vit une réalité qui est la nôtre, donc une réalité de blogueuse, de femme entrepreneur.
In reality, where bloggers and businesswomen, our blog Hijab in the City, is geared towards readers and shoppers with diverse cultural and socioeconomic backgrounds. On one hand, there is a political discourse. On the other, there is reality, the life we do live.
Mariam and Khadija are sisters, attractive 20-somethings. They consider themselves French who happen to be Muslim. Their religion is important to them, though. Both wear the hijab, or headscarf, that covers the hair and wraps around the shoulders. But as the webzine's name says, the hijab isn't everything.
Le côté hijab, nous, c'était pas tant pour lancer un appel aux femmes musulmanes pratiquantes ou non.
The word hijab doesn't mean that we want to attract practicing Muslim women. It's just a reference to Mariam and me. The word city reflects our Western spirit. These two ideas, being both a citizen of the Western world and a Muslim, come together on a blog, Islam and City Life.
Hijab in the City has over 90,000 subscribers, mostly women, from all walks of life, Muslim and non-Muslim. It has a popular shopping guide, a beauty section, and a forum for discussions that range from single life to dating to politics. And they hold brunches here in their little office. Brunches, they say, that do a lot more for French society than the political debate on Islam versus secularism.
Personnellement, je suis à la recherche d'un appartement depuis presque un an.
The website also has a popular video. Each week, the sisters drape a presidential sash over someone's shoulders and ask them, what would you do if you were president? One interviewee, a 25-year-old lawyer named Nassima, says the first thing she'd do is fix France's housing shortage. The sisters ask other questions. Where would you live as president? And then, who would you choose as France's first man? I'd choose someone who gives France a good image, says Nassima, because I can't say that our politicians are very handsome. He'd have to have class, she says. A bit like Matt Damon. Matt Damon in the Elysee Palace is hardly journalistic hardball, but that's just fine, says Mariam. They want to show that women are women first, regardless of their politics or religion. It unites them, Khadija says, despite what politicians might have you believe.
They should know that people are no fools and know what's going on. They might not have gone to elite schools, but they know when politicians are manipulating them.
Perhaps, but anti-Muslim sentiment has risen in France in recent years, and far-right politicians used the issue yet again to make gains in last month's local elections.
We can't be like victims and wait for someone to extend a helping hand. Fighting online is really the way to go.
Fighting by being perfectly normal, she says, Muslim and French, religious and at home in a secular state. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Paris.
You can watch one of the popular videos from the Hijab in the City blog where people are asked, what would you do if you were president? That's at theworld.org. And by the way, the video is in French, so think of it as a chance to practice your language skills.